fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 26th of April. The prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage people to acquire and train with primitive weapons. That would be not exclusively, but include recurve bows, long bows, tomahawks, spears, knives. They can help build skill sets, help build confidence, and it's fun. It's fun. I just came to learn just recently a nationwide sport of throwing tomahawks. That kind of caught me off guard, and it's something I didn't anticipate would happen nationwide here in the United States, but there are centers around the country in cities where people can throw tomahawks in competition. A lot of fun, and like I say, it helps build confidence and develop new skill sets. Okay, well, we're going to open lines this hour. The call number is 800-313-9443. I'm going to continue my earlier discussion regarding electromagnetic pulse. Reason I'm doing that, well, I do personally consider it a clear and present danger. When you've got the former director of the CIA, James Woolsey, saying last September that the 2 North Korean satellites that travel over the continental United States, the lower 48, every 12 hours on a polar orbit. When you've got somebody of that stature and that credibility making that kind of statement, I think it's time to wake up and smell the coffee. I really do. Now, we talk about a lot of things on the John Moore Show. Health-related matters, other threats to our society, the damage done, we talked yesterday about the damage being done by cultural Marxism, which is, it's real on one hand. On the other, it's a whole different threat than what EMP can do. EMP would just flat destroy this country. A nationwide power grid outage. So let's go to my website. I'm going to kind of walk you through this here. And let's see, I think we scroll down the left side is where this got moved to recently. Scroll down. Okay. And just to the left of the John Wayne 1970 Variety Show video there, it's also to the left of the video where it says, "You won't believe what they admitted in, on the news." There's a billboard there about cancer. We've got the MP Commission Executive Report. Large transformers and the U.S. electric grid. Now, there's three. Maybe there's a summary there. Let me see if there's a quick summary that we could use to get this discussion going here. Computers are working pretty good. I now have high-speed internet here, very high speed. And there's a nice graphic of the United States at night all lit up with various lights around the country. And let's see, table preface. Let's see what the preface says. Scroll down. Okay. They use some words that people aren't used to hearing. But here's the, this may be, it's only two sentences. The first paragraph is two sentences. Let's see if we can get through this and make some sense of it. This is from the commission appointed by the federal government, scientists and engineers, to determine what EMP is, what it can do, what it can't do. The physical and social fabric of the United States is sustained by a system of systems. Listen to that. A system of systems. A complex and dynamic network of interlocking and interdependent infrastructures. And then in brackets, critical national infrastructures, whose harmonious functioning, now harmonious means they all have to work together, right? Enables the myriad actions, transactions, and information flow that undergird, the orderly conduct of civil society in this country. Now that's the first sentence. That's a mouthful. Here's the second. There's only two sentences. The vulnerability of these infrastructures to threats, deliberate, accidental, and acts of nature is the focus of greatly heightened concern in the current era, a process accelerated by the events of 9/11/01, recent hurricanes, and current Katrina and Rita. Threats, deliberate, accidental, and acts of nature. Now, acts of nature would be primarily, the worst case scenario would be a massive coronal mass ejection, CME, which pretty much does the same thing as electromagnetic pulse from a nuclear device, except the CME can do something the nuclear device can't do, and that's go around the curvature of the Earth. It can be that powerful. EMP from a nuclear device is up in space are strictly line of sight, can't go around the curvature of the Earth. So we've known about this since testing in the 1950s and 60s, when the engineers and scientists started noticing there were problems with electronic devices following the test of nuclear weapons. Now back then, in the 50s and early 1960s, it was all an analog world. We just had the very beginnings in the early 1960s of modern electronics with transistors, resistors, diodes, and so forth. But even those somewhat, compared to today, somewhat primitive devices were being adversely affected. This is nothing new. We've known about this a really long time. So a nuclear device set off at ground level would have this effect. Set off a few hundred feet above the surface of the planet, a few thousand feet, or 50 miles or 100 miles above the surface of the planet. depending on the altitude and the power of the device, will determine how powerful the pulse is. The pulse is a microsecond, of energy that will damage or destroy electronic devices depending on the strength of the pulse and the condition of the electronic device. Now, if it's a radio and it's plugged into a power source and has the antenna attached, and it's very and the pulse has very much power at all, it's going to damage or destroy that radio. Any electronic device plugged into the power grid is much more likely to be damaged or destroyed than an electronic device that's not plugged into the power grid. Now, there's two parts to this. First of all, yes, of course you want to protect your electronic devices. That's number one. Number two, what are you going to do with it if it is protected, unless you got an independent power source that you own and control that's also protected? If it's a radio, well, maybe you've got several radios, and you could talk to friends that you issue the radios to. There will be ham radio people that will have protected equipment that will be brought out of storage after the event, and they will begin communicating with other ham people and anybody who wants to listen, passing along information, giving out firsthand reports of what's going on in their community, and so forth. The more you learn about EMP, the more concerned you will become. If you're a normal person with a normal level of intelligence, a normal somewhat knowledge of how the world is put together, how it works, you'll be very concerned. Extremely concerned. You should be. Especially if you have people that are dependent on you, children or grandchildren that are dependent on you to help be safe. I know that's the way it was for me. Prior to my daughter being born, I didn't give a flip about preparedness. I knew I was good to go. 25 years old, healthy male, combat veteran with survival skills that would be necessary and anything that would come up. I didn't pay attention at all to preparedness because I knew I was good to go. My daughter being born, however, changed everything. My level of concern, my level of preparedness, and I became transformed when my daughter was born to make sure that this innocent life, there's nothing more innocent or more helpless than a newborn human child. There isn't. Nothing. They are completely dependent on adults to take care of them. Absolutely dependent. They will die in a matter of hours, if not a day or two, without a human being to nurture them and take care of them. Innocent life. That's what it's all about, in my opinion, innocent life. And that child will have to be much older before they can be anywhere near self-sufficient. Anywhere near. Early teens for most youngsters at the earliest. Educate yourself. Read this report. Now, this report is 208 pages. It's about the first half, about 90 pages or so, that are the most important. It's all important. One thing that you'll find in there that I initially was heartened by is that they're testing your cars and trucks. It showed that they were still run with minor problems. It was only after during my interview with Dr. Peter Pry, the head of the commission, that I found out the following. They did not have the money to run a full-strength pulse against modern cars and trucks. So they really don't know with certainty what will happen. They were instructed because of budgetary constraints to not run a full-strength pulse test against these vehicles so they could be easily and cheaply repaired and resold to save the government money. Our belief, based on what we know, is that modern cars and trucks exposed to a full-strength pulse will not operate. They will not run. You need to go back to about 1972. Ford, Chrysler, Chevrolet, General Motors, to find vehicles that don't have electronic ignition. Now, it's going to vary from model to model, but that's about when it started kicking in. I know for Ford Motor Company it was. 1972 was the last year that did not have electronic ignition in their automobiles and pickup trucks. That's pretty darn old. It is. Not quite half a century, but close to it. There's still a lot of vehicles out there for people that want to buy them. Ones that are in perfect running condition, ones that have been restored to showroom new and have a pretty dramatic collector's value attached to them. But they're available. It's also possible to retrofit newer cars and trucks so that they will function with a points condenser ignition as opposed to electronic ignition. That's possible depending on how new the vehicle is. Once you get out of the 1980s, it gets almost impossible to bypass and eliminate the electronics in these cars. They started getting so filled up by the mid to late 1980s, depending on the vehicle, to where almost everything of any consequence is run with electronics. But that's only one issue. A huge issue when it comes to motor vehicles is fuel. These oil refineries are filled up left to right, top to bottom with modern electronics. They'll be knocked out for Lord knows how many years. I doubt very many of these refineries have protected spare parts in storage ready for use. That'd be a smart thing to do, but I doubt it. I know a woman who is an engineer. I think she's retired now, worked at these refineries as an engineer. And I could probably call her up and find out, but I'm pretty sure what the response is going to be. No, John, they don't have that. They don't have spare parts for to replace their electronics in storage. It'd be really pleasing if they did, but I doubt it. So while you may have a functioning motor vehicle, fuel becomes an issue very, very quickly. If your vehicle runs, maybe you've got enough fuel to get out to your safe haven from your primary residence. That may be it. You may put it up on blocks, and that thing may never run again ever. Now, the farmers and ranchers in my area, they routinely keep 250 to 500 gallons of gasoline and/or diesel fuel on hand. For a couple of reasons. First of all, they get a discount if they buy it in bulk. Second of all, they have it delivered out there with, the use is off-road use, there's no motor vehicle tax, highway tax on the diesel fuel and gasoline. So it's a pretty substantial discount to get untaxed fuel delivered to your farm and your ranch. Yeah, so that's routine for them to have that out there and make use of it. So they'd be in pretty good shape for a while, and that fuel would be treated as a very, very precious commodity, because that's exactly what it would be, is a very, very precious commodity. One of my rancher neighbors, he has a dozen tractors. I know with an automobile, if it's 25 years or older, it's considered an antique, and I believe all these dozen or so tractors are all antiques, which means most likely all of them would have no electronics in them. Many of them are 50, 60 years old, these antique tractors. Now, you can use a tractor for farming, but you can also use it for transportation. You could pull a wagon with it. That wagon could be full of hay or lumber or people or whatever you want to put in the wagon. So they could be used for transportation also. It wouldn't be a comfortable ride. It wouldn't be a fast ride, but hey, it's a ride. And riding at 12 or 15 miles an hour on the wagon of a tractor, it certainly beats walking. Don't fool yourself. Of course it does. A hobby farm, some distance from a major metropolitan area. Looks like we missed our first break here. A hobby farm at some distance from a major metropolitan area. That would be a good solution, especially if the people in the neighborhood are prepared to deal with it, like they are in my neighborhood. Not everybody in my neighborhood, of course not. But a remarkable percentage. Remarkable to the point where our county is using what I'm doing in Osage Township as a model for the rest of the county. And here's what we're doing. We have monthly training. That includes ham radio class, first aid classes, CPR classes, classes to identify wild herbs and wild edibles, gather them, prepare them, cook them, eat them, use them for health-related matters. We have a carbine class once a year, a ammunition reloading class once a year. We've had cross-country navigation, map and compass courses. It's a lot of fun getting together once a month for these classes. Once a week, we have a free movie that we show. Now, that's a social event because there has to be a social aspect to these kinds of groups. We show the movies at the Davisville American Legion Post, where I'm the commander of the post. We have a 10-foot movie screen, a 3,500-lumen projector, speakers that came out of a basketball court, high school basketball court, really huge speakers with a great amplifier, padded chairs. We have fresh coffee, fresh hot coffee, soft drinks, popcorn, hot dogs, bratwurst, candy, teas, hot chocolate. We have the last Friday every month, we have a children's night where we try to find a film that the children will, is suitable for children, that children will like to watch, and that the adults will enjoy as well. It's something that takes some time and effort to find a film that meets that criteria, but we manage to do it. And we show these films during the warmer weather. The American Legion Hall is winterized during the cold weather. It's just because of the nature of the structure, it would cost too much to keep it warm during the wintertime. But it's a lot of fun that we do 8 or 9 months a year, every week. A lot of us go to the same church, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church. Not all of us, but a lot of us. Where Pastor Evan Bell has a very excellent message every week. And it's a little country church in Viburnum, Missouri. And that's a lot of fun also. All these things work together to build community. And that's what it's all about. If you think you and your family can buy your 40 acres, put a fence around it, and hold off the world, you're wrong, wrong, wrong. That's not going to happen. That's a prescription for disaster is what that is. Don't do it. You need to be part of a community that works together, a community that knows each other and trusts each other. That's what you need to be part of. That's what works. That's what will work. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I work so hard to do what I'm doing because I want a safe haven for my daughter and my grandchildren. That's what I'm helping create out there. Now, some other projects we've done. We've set up FM radio transmitters in two locations so far. One in the Emergency Command Center in Viburnum, Missouri, where the dispatcher works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the other down in Osage Township where I live. These FM transmitters, they transmit on the commercial FM frequencies. We've chosen frequencies that are open in our area. And these we test about twice a year. We'll set up the equipment, test it for a few minutes, and then take everything apart so it can't be damaged by lightning or EMP until 6 months later. We test it again just to make sure everything works. And we got people trained on how to operate this equipment. That's important also. I've been in some of these meetings, these chief meetings. I go to the chief meetings as much as I can. They're held every 2 months in our area. The fire chiefs, paramedic chiefs, police chiefs, the sheriff's department. One of these meetings about 3 years ago, I said, gentlemen, you had to talk to everybody in your community at one time. How would you do it? And I got the response I knew I would get, silence. They had no way to do that. They could have one of the officers or one of the fire trucks drive around with a public address system up and down the streets making announcements. That's not very effective, especially for a larger community with a lot of streets and a lot of people. They could set up a 4x8-foot sheet of white plywood, painted white, in front of City Hall and put messages on it. Maybe print messages on paper and have them hand-delivered. That would be a way. It doesn't sound like many fun, does it? You know, so what we've done is we set up these FM transmitters, and we've also purchased and distributed small hand-crank AM-FM radios to community leaders. The mayor, the city council, the members of the school district, the superintendent of the schools, the principals of the schools, making sure the schools have their own radios, making sure that the best we can, the pastors of the churches, for example, making sure that the leaders of the community, and in a small community, everybody knows each other, but the goal is to get about one radio on every block so that at least somebody on a block can get the information and then distribute that information verbally to the people on their block. That's our goal, and we've achieved that goal. And we're about to do that now in Osage Township, where I am. We've got our radio set up. We haven't had our first test yet. The first test will probably happen soon, in a week or two. Now it's getting warm. Radio Shack is not heated. And I don't particularly want to sit up there in the cold running that equipment unless there's no choice. So we get a warm day. We'll set up a test, make sure radios are distributed and people have them turned on and can listen. We also have a CB radio in the Osage Township, so we can have two-way radio communication around the township as well. And there's another community we're working with also to set up both CB communication and FM radio communication as well. It's a more remote area with fewer people, but that's another goal of ours, is to get it set up over there as well. Volunteer groups. If you can get people to show up without paying the money to do so, to do work, then you've got a good volunteer group. That's the nature of volunteer groups. People show up to do work without being paid. It takes a certain type of individual that's willing to do that, that's willing to devote time and energy and a little bit of their money for transportation, maybe some equipment or some tools. It depends on what the project may be. But there's people like that out there all over the country. Americans are good-hearted people that will volunteer to do things that need to be done. That's who Americans are. In fact, one of the things the New World Order is very fearful of is middle-class Christian Americans who have been traveling all over the planet now for more than since World War II, especially, doing good work around the planet and in these third world countries that have abject poverty, setting up clinics and schools, getting wells drilled and sanitation facilities built, and so forth. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 26th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We don't know why. We do know that, we do know that for more than half a century, the men and women who make movies and TV shows have been including in these movies and TV shows images of continents with new coastlines. This project really took off. We had a listener find the first image several years ago embedded in the hugely popular film The Godfather, the first one, 1972. And nothing happened for several years. And then beginning January last year is when it really took off, with a listener finding an image in the hugely popular TV show from the late 1950s titled Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford. And it went from there. A long list. We got Superman, Hunger Games, A Beautiful Mind, NCIS, and others. Why'd they do it? I don't know. All I know is they did it. All I know is they did it. If you find an image yourself in a TV show or a movie, get that image to me. That screen capture, you get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. So that's a fun project. Also, at my website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale. We spent 24 minutes last hour talking about them. You heard everything. Now it's time to make a decision. Only $285 shipping included. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you get. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, where I do take PayPal. You can place your order online or call my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, John. I was wondering, I got a question and a comment for you. With your energy cleaner, if someone has had a joint replacement, have you heard of any adverse reactions to that?
Not at all. Not at all. We've had many, many people with new pieces of metal and plastic in their body for joints and other reasons, and no problems at all there. In fact, you're probably gonna, if you got any pain associated with that, you're probably going to get pain relief from that as well, Kyle.
Okay. All right. The other thing I was going to bring up for you, as far as survival situations go, is you're correct. As far as 1972 was the last year that they ran with points and condenser and all of those things, you know. But in from 1973, at least in Chevrolet, because I used to be a service manager for Chevy, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, all of them at one time or another, different shops and stuff. But at least for Chevrolet, for sure, 1973, the only electronics was in the distributor cap, and it was a little plug-in unit that was about 2.5 inches wide, and it bent on both ends, sort of, and it had two little plug-ins on each end. So if a person were to fry in an EMP, if you had another one, all you would have in a Faraday-type cage, all you would have to do is take the distributor cap off and re-plug in a fresh one, and you should be able to run and go. It still should run and go if the diodes in your alternator survive.
Well, and that's another question. The transition from generators to alternators, that was from the 1960s, wasn't it?
Right, yeah. Yeah,
and it's going to vary from model to model as to when what model had alternators and what model had generators.
That's correct. Yes, it's true. But anyway, I just thought if a person can't find, up here where they use salt a lot on the roads, very difficult to find any kind of an older, pre 1972 vehicle in anywhere near good condition, because they use this calcium chloride on the roads, and it just eats them up, the older ones anyway, so
right.
73 on up through 1979 in Chevrolet, at least the only thing electronic you would end up with, if it'd be a little later than that, I take that back, it would be up to from 73 to 1986, if I'm not mistaken, should be able to get a Chevrolet with just those electronic parts that I mentioned, and it wouldn't be going. And then when they went to the newer body style in 87, I think it was, or 88, one of those two, then they went to a very rudimentary computer, GM did. But I will tell you one thing that's kind of cool about even those computers, they were probably the most bulletproof type computer that you could get. They were very basic. They handled basic things. And in all the years that I was a service manager, I never saw one of them ever need to be replaced. It was for a long time in a lot of vehicles. They're very bulletproof. I did run into one time where a guy accidentally charged his battery backwards, and it's for some reason it blew out the alternator, and it also somehow damage that computer. So we did wind up replacing it, but it wasn't the computer's fault.
Well, obviously not. It's the idiot who hooked up the wires backwards.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you'll blow up something. So, yeah, right. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there for you.
Okay.
Because you've been from 88 to about 95 on Chevrolet, they had a pretty much basic computer that was pretty foolproof.
Anyway,
it's a great program,
good,
as usual. I always enjoy it.
Kyle, thank you. Yep. We appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. I've had a number of vehicles. My 1988 Dodge 3/4 ton van. I had a mechanic who specializes in Chrysler Plymouth Dodge products retrofit. I gave him the following instructions. I wanted to remove, eliminate, bypass everything in that vehicle that has a transistor resistor diode. And he did. And I've got a schematic. We have a custom schematic, so any mechanic can do repair work on that vehicle. But that 1988 Dodge van is basically the same as a 1972 Dodge van in terms of all the electrical parts. And it's gratifying and satisfying to know that that vehicle is sitting there waiting to be put back into service if and when I ever need it. It's not very pretty to look at. It's got 1/3 of a million miles on it, thanks to Amsoil products. I finally retired it, and it's sitting patiently waiting to be put back in service as necessary with my Michelin tires on it and so forth. And my 1975 International Scout, I retrofitted a 1973 distributor to it, so it's EMP resistant. And of course, my 1959 Ford school bus, which is clearly EMP resistant. There was nothing in 1959 that had any electronics in it. And that's a handful. No power steering, no power brakes. It's a handful to drive that baby. And it's kind of fun, too. Okay, well, the call number is 800-313-9443. When you're first exposed to this information and really comprehend the magnitude, it can be overwhelming. It really can. And here's a quote. I don't know who this came from. I can't say it's original, but everything you need to fix, everything that's broken, let's see, I'll get this right. Everything you need to repair what's broken is also broken. That's what happens with EMP. Everything you need to repair what's broken is also broken. It's a cascading effect of a complete collapse of infrastructure. Complete collapse. And for an enemy, such as the Russians and Chinese, and they are truly our enemies, by the way, in case you don't know it, North Koreans as a proxy enemy, what's North Korea going to do against the United States? Well, they'll be acting on behalf of their client, of their sponsor, North Korea, or Red China, excuse me, Communist China. But we have enemies that do mean to bring us down. That's been their goal for more than a century, going back to 1917, when they took over Russia. Their goal is to conquer the planet, militarily, economically, politically, culturally. That's what they want. That's their goal. They have limited time. They're very aware of the violent earth changes to come that will shut down everything also. So the goal is to accomplish that before the violent earth changes shut down everything. How much time do we have? Well, I don't know. I didn't get that memo. They may not know themselves. They probably have a general time frame, to accomplish their goals. Maybe they have a specific date in mind. I don't know. Does it matter? Not really. Not really. To accomplish what it takes to really get prepared with a hobby farm away from a major city, It takes years for that hobby farm to be producing the food that people need. If you already are an accomplished gardener, maybe you can do that in a year. That's certainly a possibility. If you're an accomplished, experienced gardener and have the resources you need, which is time and money, to do that. If you grew up in a city and you don't have gardening skills, by the third year of gardening, you may be supplying a good percentage of your food, maybe, if you're really diligent and work really hard at it. And gardening is an acquired skill. It's as much an art as it is a science. Now, my wife, Dr. Moore, she has an undergraduate degree in horticulture. So she's ahead of the game more than most people. Granted, it was for ornamentals, but the basic principles remain the same for ornamentals as they do for edible plants. For most of you out there who are not gardeners, well, this might be a good time to get started gardening. Even if you live in a city, plant some tomatoes in a 5-gallon bucket out in your deck or your backyard or your porch, whatever it takes to get going. Get used to understanding what gardening is, starting with those seedlings. A great time to get started is springtime. This is the time to get started gardening. It can be a very satisfying hobby. It certainly can be. It's a hobby that I typically see more women involved than men, but many men enjoy gardening as well. No reason why not. My father was a gardener. I didn't want anything to do with it. I was more interested in athletics and keeping my pretty sports car on the road, literally on the road, as opposed to sliding off in a ditch. But it can be very satisfying and very rewarding. And if you go the organic route, you'll have vegetables and fruits that are tastier than most anything you can buy. Even the organic fruits and vegetables you may get at the supermarket, you'll find that the homegrown organic fruits and vegetables are tastier and better than anything you've ever had because they're fresh from the garden. I recall when I was a boy with my grandmother, we went to visit one of my grandmother's friends, and she had just harvested green beans hours before and prepared those green beans as part of a meal that my grandmother and I ate. And my goodness, those green beans, I had never tasted anything so tasty in all my life, my very mature 8-year-old life. But it was a wake-up call for me that vegetables really could be tasty because I'd grown up at that point in my life eating canned green beans as opposed to fresh green beans. It was a wake-up call for me, a whole new experience. So I encourage people to acquire that skill of gardening. It's a very wise decision, and you can do it anywhere. Even if you have a city apartment and got a small deck or a small porch, maybe you can do some 5-gallon buckets with tomato plants on the roof or in the backyard of the apartment building or even in the window with a window box, whatever it takes to get it done. If there's a will to do it and a desire, you can do it. Of course you can. The first thing is the desire and motivation. After that, the rest is somewhat easy. I talk to many men and women who think that having marksmanship skills makes them a warrior. No, it doesn't. It makes you a marksman. It doesn't make you a warrior. I was talking to a man the other day who, we were talking about being or not being a warrior. He says, "Well, John, I was never in the military." And I said to him, "You know, 90-95% of the men and women in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, they're not warriors. No, they're members of the military, but they're not warriors. About 10% of the men and women in the military are warriors." We got a caller on hold here, and we got Diane in Arizona. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. I wanted to mention that if you're doing gardening, I was a master gardener in Colorado, and I am in Arizona. Knowing the land and what you need for that land is very important. Gardening in Arizona is vastly different than gardening in Colorado. You just about have to add everything new because that doesn't support growing too well by itself without a bunch of adding.
Now, Diane, let me interrupt you, Diane. Now, Missouri, we have University of Missouri County Extension. I do soil testing. When we get back from the break, I want your evaluation of what soil testing gives you, if it's worth doing or not. When we get back from the break, we'll talk about that.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday the 26th. Diane, did you hear my question? What do you think the value is in getting soil tested by the local county extension?
Well, in my Master Gardener class, we learned a short way of doing soil testing by putting soil in a quart jar with water and letting it sit for 24 hours and settling out and seeing the layers of sand, clay and organic matter, but that doesn't show you a whole lot of things that you need to know, and that ends up being a lot longer learning curve. So if you want to learn, if you want to have a quicker result doing the soil testing, I think could be very helpful in not taking years to understand what problems you have with that soil.
Okay, so you think that there is value in getting the soil tested at your local county university extension center?
I think that would definitely shorten your learning curve.
Okay, all right, that's helpful. So you're a master gardener, and do you do ornamentals or food plants or both?
My focus has been the whole time, Colorado and here, on food production.
Okay, all right. And both areas, Arizona and Colorado, are known to be pretty arid and lacking moisture. I assume that affects what you do also.
In Colorado, we had a nice garden, but we also had the irrigation water. In Arizona, we use they have the salt river, and it is salty. The water is salty, and I've lost plants due to using the city water, and I don't have irrigation. So knowing your water sources and the problems with your water is also important.
It is. Now, in Colorado, you were prohibited from storing up water, gathering water from rain, weren't you?
Well, that was in the mid-90s, and I don't know that they had that law then.
Oh, okay. All right. Back then, they may not have, but I understand that it is now, unless it's changed again. A pretty bizarre law that you can't gather up God's gift of rain and on your own property and use it for your own purposes.
Oregon, June, they have so much rain. It makes no sense at all.
They have restrictions in Oregon about gathering water also?
They do.
Really? With as much rain as they get about as much as Washington State does. That's really strange.
Yes, it is.
Maybe, is it eastern Oregon where they're east of the mountains? Is that where the restrictions are, or the whole state?
My understanding that it was the whole state, and they haven't had be jailed because of that.
That's amazing. To be put in jail because you gather up God's gifts of rain on your own property. How strange is that?
He had a pond. He made himself a pond.
Yep, sounds like a criminal act to me. Lock him up with all the bank robbers and murderers and rapists. Yeah, put him in jail. That's strange. Diane, I appreciate the call. We're pretty much out of time here, my dear. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, I'll have a personal matter with the energy cleaner to discuss with you.
Okay. Well, give me a call. My number's at my website. Thank you, Diane.
Okay.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever good for guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.